This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, non-stop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Fantastic news. Somehow, Lee, miraculously, in less than 6 weeks, well, I'll let Fox News tell you, less than 6 weeks it took Trump to do this.
It was a closely held secret until President Trump's address when he announced the capture of a top Islamic State leader who helped plan the attack on Abbey Gate during the hasty withdrawal from Afghanistan in 2021. Pakistan recently acting on a tip from the CIA and newly installed director John Ratcliffe. 13 American service members were killed, as we know, in the attack, along with 170 Afghan citizens. Here was President Trump last night.
Tonight, I am pleased to announce that we have just apprehended the top terrorist responsible for that atrocity, and he is right now on his way here to face the swift sword of American justice. And I want to thank especially the government of Pakistan for helping arrest this monster. This was a very momentous day for those 13 families who I actually got to know very well, most of them, whose children were murdered.
Lee, I heard your newscast on we finally, somehow miraculously, we're able in, what, 6 weeks to pick up the terrorist that murdered the 13 plus 90 plus more at Abbey Gate. Miraculously.
Well, you know, when you actually look for something, you can find it. It's when you're not looking for something, that's when you don't find it.
I want to take you back through the history of this, though. You caught him. All right. Well, I heard in your newscast, and you addressed this, so I figured I'd do it in this segment. Where did he come from? Like how is he running around to murder those service members? Oh, we were holding him at Bagram. Wait, how many people were we holding in the prison at the Bagram Air Force Base? I mean, before we gave it to the Taliban, which was unnecessary. About 5,000. Okay, when you look at the 2,000 figure, that's 2,000 American casualties in Afghanistan. What were a lot of those casualties racked up doing? Hunting the terrorists we put into Bagram. What did the French and the English say to us, specifically to Joe Biden? If you want to leave Afghanistan, fine. Turn over Bagram to us, along with the prison, 5,000 terrorists in it. Bagram is the single most valuable piece of real estate in all of the Middle East because it is a hop, skip, and a jump to Iran and to China. It is key to national defense, which is why Joe Biden let it go so the Chinese could have it and the Taliban could have it. Okay, they said, let us have it. Let us take it. We will take it from you. This is why we bugged out in literally, not figured it, literally in the middle of the night after we lied to our allies and said, no, we're not leaving. We didn't tell them and we bugged out. Why? So that Bagram would fall to the enemy, the Taliban, i.e. the Chinese. To make sure they could hold it, we left them over $9 billion worth of military equipment. It is the single largest act of treason, I think, in my lifetime that I've seen. Besides giving the gain-of-function research to the Chinese military. But whatever. We could debate which is worse. Okay, so understand where this terrorist came from, okay? Because we know this now. This is I'm going to pull this up. This is Marjorie Taylor Greene in the days after Joe Biden deliberately helped Afghanistan and Bagram and that prison full of 5,000 terrorists fall to the Taliban. What did they do? We left it unguarded. They let them out. They let them out. Here she is talking about that phone call, that shocking phone call that Congress had when they were informed of this. Kevin McCarthy was the speaker at the time. Take a listen.
They let us know basically what you were hearing on the news, but there were some added details there that I find extremely disturbing. One of them is that 5,000 prisoners were released from the camp. These are known terrorists, and many of these terrorists are on the terror watch list. You combine that with the wide open border that President Biden has allowed to happen at our southern border with the United States and Mexico, and we have a serious national security crisis that already exists for America. But
Americans will die because of that. But before that, the 13 died at Abbey Gate along with over 90 other innocents because of that, Lee. We now have a direct line. That was what was in your newscast. That is this. Joe Biden let those terrorist out when he turned the whole thing over to the Taliban. And here's how we know. Remember this from the Wall Street Journal. We know for a fact it was turned over to the Taliban, despite our allies, France and the UK, begging us to turn it over to them. We were holding secret meetings without France, without the UK, in Doha, with the Taliban leadership. Our top generals were insisting they take control of Afghanistan. We absolutely betrayed our allies who wanted to take control of Afghanistan. And that in turn, that included the turnover of this and the freeing of those 5,000. And now today we learn one of them was ISIS and he went and killed those 13. Hey, there's no words for it.
Nope.
These people are not American. I don't know who or what they are talking about the Democrats, but these people are monsters.
Well, they're globalists.
Yeah, they are. So even then, this is just a few days after the engineered fall of Afghanistan, of the Taliban and all of that. Marjorie Taylor Greene already knew from that phone call what had happened.
What else we heard on the call I found very disturbing was at that time earlier today, it was that the Taliban had surrounded the city, but there was ISIS there as well. Now, many of us remember that President Trump had defeated ISIS. ISIS was not a group that we heard much or even were concerned about in the past several years. Because President Trump and his administration and his leadership, they had done such a good job and defeated ISIS. But yet to hear on that phone call today and being addressed in the situation happening in Afghanistan, that ISIS is there and that they will be coming back.
Again, when you see those commercials on Fox News and we're building, we see these veterans, they're absolutely shattered. They're building them homes, mm-hmm. You know, donate, which is great, you know, great yes. Idea. It's fantastic. Understand a lot of them, I mean, it's 20 years in Afghanistan, they were hunting these terrorists. They put them in that prison, and in one night, we let them go.
Yeah, Joe let them go.
On purpose. Again, the French and the English wanted control of that base. It is the single most valuable, again, piece of tactical real estate, tactical strategy real estate in the entire Middle East. Taliban controls it now. In fact, you know those horrific parade that one they had in the fall to show off their equipment that Joe gave them?
Yeah.
That was Bagram.
Mm-hmm.
That was Bagram. And of course, so the Taliban immediately went and let all the terrorists out. Why? So you know why? Because they needed troops. They needed forces to maintain control. And folks, if you're wondering why would Democrats do something that's evil, well, they're Democrats. But in addition to that, we would learn in the Wall Street Journal months later that the Taliban and the Chinese had cut a lithium minerals mining deal. Afghanistan has some of those critical mines in the whole world. So it was critical when you're Joe Biden, you're on the payroll of the Chinese, your whole family is, you had to make sure it fell to the Taliban so the Chinese could lock up the rare earth minerals. And there you have the whole story. And days later, the Abbey Gate 13 would die because of it. That's the truth. And you want to know something? Lee, that is why Joe Biden and Kamala Harris would never deign to return the phone calls or the letters so much as meet with the parents. All the parents wanted was answers. Well, you got none when you do this. That's a non-starter of a starter of a conversation. You can't look a parent in the eye when you do this. And it just came full circle last night. We got the terrorist. So that's good. That's good. But that's how we got here. And I wanted you to have the background on what a victory this is. What a reversal this is. And remember this terrorist. This is the guy who handled the guy in the suicide vest. This is the guy. This is the guy. Our sniper. He would testify later before Congress. Begged and begged for days. Let me kill him. Let me kill him. They are getting ready for a suicide attack. We know the car. We know the handler. We know everything. He shows up in a suicide vest. Our sniper begs one final time. Let me kill him. He's going to kill them. And he got a no. And 13 died. It is practically homicidal what Biden did, but at least there will be some justice for the Abbeygate 13.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a reason history isn't taught in Democrat-run schools. It's so people like Elise Slotkin, Representative Slotkin, can say dumb stuff like this about Ronald Reagan. This idea that Trump has betrayed the legacy of Reagan in terms of how he handled Russia, how he handled the Cold War. Okay, I'm going to tear this absolutely apart. But first, here's what she said, okay? And on its face, if you don't know history or you may have forgotten it because it was a long time ago, you know, it sounds like she's making some points. If you're sort of an uninformed person listening to this. Okay, take a listen.
President Trump loves to say peace through strength. That's actually a line he stole from Ronald Reagan. But let me tell you, after the spectacle that just took place in the Oval Office last week, Reagan must be rolling in his grave. We all want an end to the war in Ukraine. And that scene in the Oval Office wasn't just a bad episode of reality TV. He believes in cozying up to dictators like Vladimir Putin and kicking our friends like the Canadians in the teeth. He sees American leadership as merely a series of real estate transactions. As a Cold War kid, I'm thankful it was Reagan and not Trump in office in the 1980s. Trump would have lost us the Cold War. Donald Trump's actions suggest that in his heart, he doesn't believe we're an exceptional nation.
Okay. No, and no. Thank you. What has Trump been doing this week? Really, last week. Exactly what Reagan did. He's been trying to force both sides, the Russians, Ukrainians, and the Euroweenies, to the table. Do you remember the part where Ronald Reagan didn't bother with negotiations of any kind? Wouldn't even speak to the Russians, but just lob long-range missiles deep into Russia to try to start World War III. See, because I don't remember that either. In fact, I don't remember Reagan firing a single shot. That's what made him so exceptional. Well, what did Reagan do? Well, what was Reagan known for? And you know what? If you haven't seen the movie Reagan, it's great. Even my 12-year-old loved it. Crash loved it. He was known for those brutal headbutting sessions with who? The Soviets. What did they do? They sat down. They hashed it out. Sometimes it ended badly. Sometimes they would just walk away and the liberal media go, wow, they were so excited because it looked like it would fail. They couldn't come to terms. Did you see a shot fired? No, I didn't see one. No, it didn't happen. Did we ever get to the shooting, firing phase in the Cold War? No. That's why it's called the Cold War. It didn't go hot. That was the victory of it. Contrast that with the homicidal lunatics in the Democrat Party and their Frenchy Euroweenie friends who didn't bother with diplomacy. No phone calls back and forth. Decided when they didn't get to World War III, they wanted, after every single provocation imaginable, which risked lives, that they would go for direct firing long-range nuclear-capable missiles into Russia. With no back channels, because who needs that? Every missile that went over that border, and don't kid yourself, it was our missiles, our launching equipment, our satellites, and our targeting equipment. We just used a poor Ukrainian finger to mash it down. And in a, they were trying to start World War III. Reagan was trying to stop World War III. There is no comparison. Every one of those missiles that flew, Vladimir Putin had no way to know till it landed if it was nuclear armed. That's terrifying. We actually, folks, understand where we were months ago. Just a few months ago, we actually got to the point where Vladimir Putin saying, if it does not stop, I will hit European cities. I will have no choice. He was actually talking about using nukes. He didn't do it. Why? Because he knew there was a sane person waiting to walk into the White House. And the whole Trump just spent his whole transition dealing with these lunatics. Mark Rutte, the head of NATO, was seen in Mar-a-Lago, where he was doing what? What Reagan did, talking, keeping this thing cold instead of hot. Reagan did not fire a single missile. And without talking, it's suicidal, folks. I can't imagine where we'd be if Her Highness won and they started firing the missiles. There'd be no recourse. Folks, understand where we are, where we were just a couple of months ago before Trump. The German government was telling their people to prepare for years of war, telling them to get supplies to keep in their home, and warning them about the nuclear threat as they lobbed missiles. NATO lobbed missiles. UK was doing the same thing. They were talking about a draft. They were talking about nuclear war. Well, hey, how about we, you know, sit down first? Well, no, why? Trump did exactly what Reagan did. Exactly. The goal is peace. And that is why he just yanked the funding out from underneath Zelensky, and I'll be damned if it didn't work. Zelensky, folks, do you realize 36 hours ago, Zelensky, that lunatic, was running around saying we're going to be at war with Russia for a very, very long time? And Trump's like, no, you're not. Not with our money. Yanks the funding. It's not even 48 hours. And do you see what Zelensky's tweeting? Complete 180. I would like to reiterate Ukraine's commitment to peace. Trump couldn't get him to say that in the Oval. And until he says it, you're not getting Russia to the table to do what? What Reagan did brilliantly. This woman is an idiot. Probably went to government schools. Anyway, I wanted you to hear this. This is George W. Bush advisor Robert Charles, okay? Is Bush people not a fan of Trump? Take a listen to what he said about this idiocy last night. Well, these people, what's the answer? Well, we'll just lob some more missiles, long-range ones that could be nuclear-tipped. Putin won't know. We'll just keep flying them over his head, see what happens next. That's their foreign policy. They won't even call the guy. Reagan would be spitting in his grave. Here's Robert Charles, former Bush advisor.
No, Ronald Reagan would be very happy. He believed in peace through strength. He was one of the great architects of peace through strength. And Donald Trump is the guy right now that is putting that into operation. So, I'm a big fan of the founders of Lincoln, of TR, of Reagan, and of Trump. And I think anybody who runs this down with sort of childish statements about, history that are inaccurate really ought to be, I'm not sure they did themselves any favors there.
Saying the least. Yeah, so Trump just took the money away. He's like, okay, you're not going to have a war? We're not doing it on our time. Here, we'll yank the money. Less than 36 hours later, Zelensky's like, I'll sign anything. No, I will. I really will. Do you realize he's done that three times now? This is how unserious, fundamentally unserious this guy is. He says, yes, I will sign it. He agrees. He and Marco Rubio come out of the meeting. They're agreeing. And then he starts to talk to the media. I'm not signing that thing. Wow. But it doesn't matter anymore. Less than 36 hours it took Trump to break Zelensky's will. We're going to get him to the table. Maybe in Belarus. I don't know. There was an invite overnight for everyone to sit down in Belarus. They might want to do it somewhere else. I don't care where they do it. They need to sit down. These Euro weenies are not starting World War III on his watch. And that's what he's telling them. And folks, understand, they were trying. Remember how he went silent, Trump, for weeks and weeks at Mar-a-Lago? We didn't really see him. He was busy trying to negotiate the end of World War III before they could start it.
So while Democrats sat this one out, even when Trump made a 13-year-old battling cancer an honorary Secret Service agent, Trump said there's nothing he can do to win them over.
I look at the Democrats in front of me, and I realize there is absolutely nothing I can say to make them happy or to make them stand or smile or applaud. Nothing I can do. I could find a cure to the most devastating disease, a disease that would wipe out entire nations, and these people sitting right here will not clap, will not stand.
They didn't do themselves any favors last night.
No.
Okay, I mean, and the polling on this was unbelievable. I mean, when you go over to CNN and they're forced to admit that 69% of Americans like this speech, I thought this was either the best speech he's ever given, Lee, or, I mean, top three. I still love this speech in Poland. That yes. was one of my favorite in his first term. But
I'm right there with you on that. That will always burn in my mind.
I don't know who advised Democrats to do this. I don't know. I'm glad they did.
Oh, absolutely. Please keep this up.
The American people need to see those dead eyes. Because what they did yesterday was psychopathic. Lee, if I dressed them, okay, if it was me personally, I would have gone, I'd get Pinko, right? Pinko yeah. commie. That's yeah. what I would have called. Pink? Pink.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Pink. Okay. You're talking about a man, Donald Trump, who is strong, who projects strength, who projects what the Democrats would call toxic masculinity, okay? You do not want to contrast yourself with Pink. It's supposed to be the honor, the struggle of women or some such thing. I don't know what that struggle is. I have no idea. I'm a woman and I'm lost. But Pink, really, in the face of strength and peace through strength. Pink. Okay. All right. That's what I would have picked for you. Go for it. But to me, the most shocking things last night were that there's basic social decorum, certain ways we react to things as human beings that everybody gets, everybody understands. When you don't stand for a 13-year-old with cancer who should have been, God bless him, dead 4 years ago, according to the prognosis of doctors, he wasn't supposed to make it 5 months. That is a story. That is a triumph of the human spirit.
And of science, too,
yes.
by the way.
And that kid is held up by his dad. He gets to be a Secret Service agent. That's his dream. He wants to be a police officer. And you can't clap for that? You know, when Republicans say these things about you, you know, people's heads are like, yeah, okay, you know, it's the opposite political party. You want power. But when they show you who they are like that, come on, just clap. Fake it. Pretend you have a heart. Because to sit there like they did, Lee, that was a display of psychopathy like I haven't seen in a long time.
Yeah.
And you know, what's interesting about it, I don't know what point it was this started really with them. They used to fake it. And we used to go nuts coming on the air going, no, they don't mean it. Yeah. They don't mean it. And here's, I know they're clapping, but here's what they really think. And here are the examples and we'll prove it to you. We don't even have to do that anymore.
Exactly. They showed you.
They showed you. I mean, when you have the mother of Lake and Riley in the audience, she still looks shell-shocked.
Mm-hmm.
This was a woman whose photo trended in the top, I don't know if they watch this stuff, in the top 10 on that app we have that shows us what, you know, the hottest stories are of the day that people are liking, clicking. That photo of her face at her, at the trial of the Tren de Aragua illegal immigrant gang member that the Democrat Party let into this country, released, and then when he wasn't happy in New York while awaiting trial on his charges of child endangerment there, the Democrats, to make him happy at taxpayer expense, flew his Tren de Aragua rear end down to Georgia, where he bashed her head in with a rock at taxpayer expense. We flew him and his friends at taxpayer expense. By the way, out of the shelter we also paid for him to stay at.
Right.
And her mother is standing there, and Trump is honoring her suffering. Fake it, Democrats. Fake it. Pretend you're human.
Because that woman lost a daughter because of your policies and your votes and your president directly. There's no, you know, sideline issue or any context. No. Those policies caused that girl's death, period.
Direct line. And again, we find out during the trial, he is, and his brother as well, who we also flew at taxpayer expense down there to Georgia, a suspected Tren de Aragua gang member. Just fake it, Democrat. I'm glad you don't, but just fake it. Fake it. Pretend you care about that mom's suffering. She still looks like she's about to break down.
And if
standing there.
If she were the only one, if she were the only one in this country that was suffering through that, it would still be bad. But she's not.
No.
There are families all over this country that have lost loved ones because of the policies, because of Democrats' inability to secure the border, or unwillingness, I should say, not inability, because they had the ability, as Donald Trump has proven.
And then you do it again to Jocelyn Nungery's mom. She's there, too. I can't get past this. 12-year-old rape victim. I had a 12-year-old when this happened, okay? I mean, I can't even imagine that level of innocence. 12-year-old rape victim. She's murdered and stuffed in a culvert by another Tren de Aragua gang member and his friend. And they're wearing, one of the two of them is wearing an ICE monitoring bracelet while he does it. I will never get over that. That is a level of don't care. What did U.S. government think? Not worried. They won't pick me up. I can do whatever I want. Here's a 12-year-old. And Trump announces he's renaming the wildlife refuge last night at the State of the Union. That was a beautiful thing that he did for that family. That was absolutely beautiful. Fake it, Democrat. We know you're evil. We know you're psychopathic. And we see your dead, cold fish eyes. Fake it. Pretend to be an American. Pretend to have a heart. Pretend to care about a 12-year-old. I mean, you know how cold that is. It's shocking.
Absolute zero. That's how cold it is. Absolute zero.
I'm frozen heart. And you're showing the American people absolute disdain. And then you have, I mean, you got to know this is coming, right?
Yeah.
You're just political, you know, basic political strategy. Well, Alexis Nungery, the poor mom, who still don't know how she's holding it together. I couldn't. Yeah. She goes on TV. You know she's going to do a round on TV. You know she is. And she's sitting there like, and it's the clip's going viral on X. You know she's devastated. They couldn't stand for my little girl. She was 12.
To remember the life that Jocelyn had, I found it very cowardly that a lot of the Democrats didn't stand, didn't clap, didn't do anything to support anything that Donald Trump is trying to do as president to make this country better. It was very shameful to the Democrats.
And then sit there with your silly little circle signs.
Yeah.
Boy, that crit grief.
Yeah. This was just, you know, like if I could punch it up on a board and make them behave the way I wanted them to, so that everyone could see who they are.
Yeah.
This should be perfect. I mean, I can't do any more than that. I want to remind you of this real quickly, okay? Because this is Joy Reid and Democrat Congressmember Pramila Jayapal, okay, mocking Fox News for covering the Laken Riley and Jocelyn Nungery rapes and murders. And this is funny, okay? This is who they are, and we saw it last night.
But there's a lot of fear-mongering.
There's a lot of fear-mongering.
Let me show you this is one of the reasons that people have these sort of thinking. Here's the three cable networks reporting of this. It was our banner said, soon Biden announces legal protections for undocumented spouses of U.S. citizens. CNN's banner said, Biden announces new protections for some undocumented spouses. Here was Fox's banner, migrant arrested for raping 13-year-old New York City.
Yes.
And so I think that's part of the problem, right?
Exactly.
Is that you have
that's
a lot of fear-mongering.
Exactly.
And you hear her laugh. Yeah, 13 when she was 12. 13-year-old raped and murdered. Oh, it's funny.
That's not fear-mongering. That is the fact.
It's fact.
That's
it was
the
a
fact.
Huge
That's
story.
What happened. That is the loss. That is the innocent life that was lost.
And that right there was a Democrat congresswoman, her reaction off the cuff, laugh at that. It's who they are. And I really hope Americans got a good snootful of this last night. I really do. This is who this party is. This isn't Biden. This isn't incompetence. He meant to manage the border, but he didn't mean to. This is disdain for human life. That's what this is. And this is a party whose very strange culture. They believe it's bizarre, but it's what they believe. It is worse to kill somebody. It is worse to offend somebody than to kill somebody. You cannot cheer a wildlife refuge being named for a sweet little 12-year-old girl because it might offend an illegal immigrant. That's the beating heart of the Democrat Party. And so they stare ahead with their dead fish eyes. God help us if these people ever get serious power again. God help us. And they showed it to us last night, for which, again, I am grateful. But I don't want to dwell on the negative here because there was so much hopeful last night. And the more hopeful it got, the angrier the Democrats got. What a contrast, y'all.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.